Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Crackle me.
Crackle me.
Oh, it's happy. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the nightly news. Snooki and I are here. We're queer. Get used to it.
And we're late.
No, we're not. They like it. I think
we're late, Crusaders, like a period.
I think Crusaders like a little late night surprise. We like to keep them on. They never know when it's coming. We can't get them used to some such luxuries because then they'll expect it all the time.
Well, they should be excited because we got shit going on.
You know,
for what? Next week. Should we say it or no? I don't think we should say it. Not yet.
Which event? We have two big events.
What's the events?
Our live show at the Palace Theater on the 14th.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That is next week, you guys. Connecticut, you better come out.
Connecticut, go to thepalacetheater.com right now and in Stamford, Connecticut, and get tickets. Snooki and I were doing meet and greets. We're doing a star-studded show. Nicole and I have a dance break. We're going to be singing live. We're going to be exposing our genitals and exposing our souls. We're going to we laugh, we cry. I'll be drinking booze that day. I allotted myself time.
Oh, so you're not going to fake drink like you do at Trish?
No, I'm going to have a real one. A real bottle of Messy Mama Soft Blanc that we'll get into in a second.
Thank God.
And then on the following Saturday, we're back-to-back weekends in Connecticut. And then we're going back to Connecticut on Saturday for a club appearance at Foxwoods. And we're doing it big. All our girlfriends are coming. Opal's coming. Bay is coming. Poppy's coming.
My schedule is just filling up.
It's filling up quick. So get tickets to Foxwoods. On Saturday, the 21st, and it hits to our show on the 14th at the Palace Theater. But are you talking about the red carpet we're going to? I'm not going to because they can't let me sit next to you.
I'm not even going.
Oh, you're not good. Thank God.
No. I actually am. I'm going to the VMAs, you guys.
Oh.
So the VMAs, it's Wednesday. Can you do my makeup and then drive me there?
I can't drive you there. I got a ticket to the show, but I got to sit in the boondocks. I can't sit with you and all the other celebrities. So it's like, I'm not going to go if I'm going to sit in the general population.
Okay, I got a plus one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
I was going to tell you Monday.
Monday? I need to get an outfit, whore.
I don't even have an outfit. I'm like, okay,
I do. I have an outfit. I have a suit. I have a suit, a zesty suit. I'm so excited. Wait, is this going to be, are we airing this or is this going to be private?
No, why would it be private?
Well, because I don't want everyone. I wanted to surprise everyone on the red carpet.
Yeah, I don't think you're not going to pose with me, you weirdo.
Well, how exciting! Now I don't have to.
Yeah, so we're going to do that on Wednesday, and I don't know. I feel kind of weird about it because it's on September 11th, and I just feel like September 11th. Like, I don't know. Like, there shouldn't be an award show.
I
know. Like, it makes me feel not nice.
My sister's birthday is on September 11th, so it was always a somber day.
What a sin.
But you know what the thing is? With such a global platform, hopefully we do some type of candlelight vigil, some sort of like thing, a tribute during about 9/11, on 9/11 for the VMAs.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So I feel like traffic's going to be insane, so you need to do my makeup.
Can you come to my house? Can we do it at my house?
Yeah, I'm going to come to your house. We'll get ready and we'll go. So we actually have a busy week next week. Me and Joey are working. So we're doing something fun for the podcast Monday.
Yes.
I don't think we should say it yet, or should we?
No, don't say it.
Okay. What's it, yeah, so we're doing up? Something. So we're actually doing like a professional show for you guys. Like, you know how we do. So sorry we didn't get to do our videos this week. I'm just like, it's so crazy with the kids starting school and everything. So yeah, we didn't get to do our video, but we're going to be doing like a very professional video, a sit down interview, like Call Her Daddy. And it's going to be our first. And I think we're going to do many, many more of these.
Yes.
So I'm excited for Monday to get that done.
And I am
too. We do the VMAs so we can like promote our show and stuff. And then we have our live show on Saturday. So we are booked and busy bitches.
I'm so happy. I was like, I'm going through a lot in my personal life. I'm like, kidding. I'll tell you in a second.
Your personal life is amazing. What?
No, it took a turn for the worse. I'll tell you in a second.
You just went to a resort.
Not about him. Not about my boyfriend. It's about my child.
Oh, Sparky?
Wiggles.
Wiggles.
Remember how, okay. Everyone, Crusaders, sit down. And this is, I'm only making light of this because
Oh my God, Wiggles passed away.
In a sense. You know how I had the Wiggles' dad was going away for 2 months and I was going to watch the dog for 2 months starting this week? Well, the real mother of the dog said they wanted it back and took the dog back.
So wait, say this again?
Wiggles' real mom wants the dog back. So she's getting her dog back. It's her father's watching the dog. So it's, do you know what I mean? It's her dog, but she's had a baby. So she was, so he was watching it while she had the baby.
So you're never going to get Wiggles back.
I don't know. I don't think so.
But well, where's your Wiggles 2.0?
In the belly. There's two litters. Two.
Oh, okay.
Wiggles' dad got two hoes pregnant. So they're knocked up with the two babies. But I'm not going to have them before Christmas. How long does it take to have a baby, a dog baby? They're knocked up now. They should have it by the fall. And then they have to be on the tit for a couple weeks. And then I should have it by Christmas. But it's just, I was like, I have all these toys and I have all the Crusaders and my mafia members have bought me all these toys for Wiggles with this picture on it. So it's like,
oh my God.
I'm just mourning the loss of.
Well, it's fine because you're going to get a brand new puppy. That's all yours that no one's going to steal. Yeah. I think dogs are pregnant for like 60 days.
Yeah.
So when did the dog get pregnant?
I don't know. I have to call the lady, but I need to talk to her now because I need confirmation that. But what if the dogs are, what if the litters are ugly? I have to have an ugly dog then. I can't tell her. I couldn't tell her to knock some baby at some.
Oh no! Just you are awful. Just take the dog.
Can I take the whole litter?
I mean, no. How are you going to do more than one dog with you traveling and going these places? Like, how are you going
to
do that?
I have to be on the red carpet. I can't. Wait, I was going to say, I missed that. So I was going to say, I feel like I haven't seen you since a couple weeks ago, but still. And we've been so busy, we haven't really talked. I haven't talked about my, all the things going on. But I'm so happy we get to spend so much time together and be back up each other's ass.
Yeah, well, I was going to use the plus one for Jake Shane, but then Jake Shane's already going. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll bring Joey.
What is he going there for?
He's hosting the red carpet.
Okay, you know what?
I can't. Here. So all the TikTokers are going, and that's like the new theme right now is TikTokers. They're presenting at the VMAs. Like, we're not even presenting, and we're premiering this week.
Oh, my God.
Like, what is happening?
It's happening!
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But I made sure that we got good seats and not nosebleed, because I was like, if we have nosebleed seats, I'm not going. Because last time we went to the VMAs, I was sitting all the way in the back.
That's where I was.
I was waiting in line to get drinks with my sleepy fans. I was like,
Yeah, me too. That's why I said
like,
that.
What is happening? Because usually when you go to these events, like, you know, award shows and stuff, and your talent, and I put that in quotes, they have people like bringing drinks and you go backstage and all the stuff. And it just wasn't that last time. So that's why I haven't been to VMAs in a while, because I'm just like, what is happening?
Yeah, I went last year. It's the same thing. I mean, I wasn't a special section where they had like an open bar and we can like go in and get our things. But it was like, you know, it was Gen Pop, and it was, I want to sit next to Taylor Swift. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's probably not going to happen, but we will be closer.
Yeah. Is the Titanic going off in the backyard? What is that sound?
Oh, I have the lawnmower people here. You're gonna
I thought there was a foghorn.
I got shit to do. I was sweating all this morning because Lorenzo's friend's birthday party is this weekend. So he has his first football game Saturday, and then Sunday, he wanted like his friend's birthday party, and he's 12. So there's a couple girls coming, there's boys. So it's a co-ed birthday party. But we're doing hibachi, and then I got this like big obstacle course bounce house for them to run in, and then we're gonna do ice cream after. So I've been like in the backyard sweating my ass off trying to get that ready, because you know the hibachi, you have to like set up the tables and like a U.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do that and make it like outside, nice and cute. Yeah, with like beautiful these beautiful black tablecloths that like look like really like pretty and like chic. So I've been running around doing the backyard and then the basement, because I'm sure they're going to be running around. So I've been like so busy trying to get ready for this party. And I'm so proud of myself. Joey, I lost 6 pounds.
Well, you're walking on that little machine that you have on the ground, that fake little, zip line. What is it called?
It's a treadmill.
But it has no arms.
Oh yeah, it's a mat.
I can't use that. What if I'm a senior citizen? What if I slip and break a hip?
Yeah, it took me a while to get used to, and I would like fall off. Yeah. But once you get going, you're good. So yeah, I've been going to Anthony now. I'm fasting till 5 o'clock. Yeah. Well, it's actually easy for me because I'm busy running around doing all this shit, especially the kids in school. I'm getting everything done. So by the time I get home and cook dinner, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't eat yet. And then it's 5 o'clock. So
I like that.
I am trying to lose my first 10, and then I have to lose another 10. So bitch, mama is coming back.
I'm so excited. I saw you, and I saw you were struggling to lose that first 10. And once you're over that hump, it's like your body remembers, and it's like, oh shit, I remember being hot. And it's like, I'm going
to
do it.
Well, I just have to like work out. Like if I work out, I'll lose it.
They think it's easy for everyone, but it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity, yeah, or a trainer and all the equipment or not. You have fucking 12 kids, a dog, and 10 business.
Well, yeah. So now I actually have the time because the kids are in school all day. So I literally have time to work out, go see Anthony, you know, do like a class. I'm so excited to like get back to my routine. So yeah, I'm doing it, bitches. I'm coming back. And then when I lose the weight that I want, I think I'm going to go back to red. Fireball.
Oh no.
Yes, I loved it so much.
Okay.
I don't care what you say.
For Christmas?
No, I'm probably not going to lose all my weight by then.
How much are you trying to lose?
And everyone's like, do Ozempic. I'm like, no.
You don't need
First of all, I heard horrible side effects of that. Whoever's taking it, get off right now.
Because the
long-term side effects are not great. You actually take it because you need it. People that are like losing it or using it to lose like 10 pounds, don't do it.
Oh, no.
Work hard for your shit.
Yeah, I work hard, psych. But I'm proud of you that you're getting back on taking the bull by the horns, if you will.
Yeah, I need to like look cute in like outfits.
And that's my motivation. Like when I start when like outfits like outfits I couldn't wear before, like from when I was skinny, start fitting again, and like I can go and like then I get like a natural high. Then I go over to Bloomingdale's and I try on all the expensive clothes that would never fit me before. That's when I'm my most at my peak self, when I can like fit in like,
yeah, it makes you like want to like dress up again and like
snowball effect.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when you're not at the weight that you want, like I'm not at the weight that I want, but I'm comfortable. Like I'm always like confident, but it's just like it doesn't make me want to like get dolled up or like go to red carpet events because I'm just, I'm not wearing what I want to wear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's happening, bitches. We're getting there.
Yeah.
In our old age.
Slowly but surely. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for Fit Fall. Fit Girl Fall.
Yeah, and it's fall. It's September.
Oh, babe, I went crazy.
It's September.
Flower District. My whole house is like a fucking, it's like a scarecrow in here.
Well, I can't wait to see. So I'm going to Joey's house Monday.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Everywhere. I've got branches. I've got apple and pumpkin and apple candles burning throughout. Actually, right now, and there's going to be a big surprise to you, I have the ladies from Hart & Co. In my kitchen right now. They have the house spread out all over the house. They're organizers. They are the best in the business, and they're here to do my whole house. But they're doing my kitchen right now, and then they're going to do my closets and stuff. But
oh, cute.
I told them that maybe you could come over to your house maybe if you want to organize some stuff. But
yeah, I like doing it myself now.
Oh, you do? Because you learned. Because you know what? You've done it before. That's what I'm hoping. I'm going to learn their teachings, and then I can like live my lifestyle not needing them here every fucking week.
Yeah. Because I had Project Neat come and like do like my pantry. She did my playroom. She did my closet. So she kind of like made the molding. And then I just like move things around and figure it out.
It's happening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm doing a lot of purging, too. I think that's another thing. Everyone does it for spring cleaning. I'm doing it for this season because I'm Christmas is coming and there's going to be more shit in the house. There's going to be presents. My dog's going to be moving in.
Oh my God, I can't wait for Christmas.
Bay has a lot of stuff here. So it's like, I need to like make room for more abundance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to be a new mom. Do you think I should have a baby shower for my dog and then donate all the presents to the charity for dogs
or like shelters?
Yeah, like I'm gonna like do like a baby shower, like a well wishing, but like, you know, I'm not gonna keep all the things. I'm gonna donate them, or maybe they don't have to even give the gifts. Maybe it's like I'll use that in lieu of, or I just ask for donations and then I ask for money for the baby shower and then I give all the money to them.
Yeah, I would do donations because then you could just you could just send the money to them.
Because otherwise
instead you're gonna of, like all these gifts.
Wiggle, then it's gonna say Wiggles on everything and then I can't give it to some dog named Sparky. So it's like, no thank you.
But if people like give you a gift like that, that's nice. But say you're doing it for donation.
Yeah, but I wanna start doing some more charitable work in my old age because I just think it's the right thing to do. And I don't care about people. I hate them all. So I think that dogs are the way to go and animals. So I would like, same thing with you. You always like to do animal-based charitable donations and gays. The gays and the dogs is what you where you thrive in your-
Gays, dogs, battered women, and burn victims from firefighting.
Yeah.
Those are my top.
And your philanthropical work.
Oh, and adoptive kids.
Wait, can I tell you? Speaking of abuse, can I tell a funny story? This is BFF problems. I posted a lovely picture of my cousin and her fiance at the, and I got an email from Nicole saying,
"Oh my
what the
God.
Fuck is that?" She thought
I thought it was one of your freaking barstool friends, or you know, like another reality star that you're like friends with because she looked beautiful.
She looks
so I'm like,
so
who
stunning.
The fuck is that now? Who is this that you're going to someone's wedding?
I said, it's my cousin, you fucking freak. And she goes, oh, sorry. Pardon.
I said, whoopsies.
Oh my God.
That's like if you're dating someone and you like don't know the full family and he has like a hot cousin and you're like, who the fuck is that?
That's
like, my cousin, you idiot.
A twin sister.
Oh, wait, so the kids started school. So the kids started school yesterday. So I've been running around all week trying to get them ready. And Giovanna's like, Giovanna doesn't like unicorns anymore. She doesn't like hearts or anything on her clothes. She wants like Lululemon and Nike and all this shit. So I had to run to Kohl's because I love Kohl's. And I got her all this like drama stuff. And she wanted these new sneakers and everything. She dresses better than me, this bitch. I spend more money on her than I do myself for like clothing. Like I just went to Walmart this morning to get like a couple things for myself. Cause I was like, I'm spending all this money on this bitch. Like I'm gonna dress like a hoodlum. So the kids are finally in school and I cried. I cried when Angela walked in.
Dang.
Angela hugged me and he said, I love you, mommy. See you later.
Is this his first time going to school?
No, he went last year. So he has one more year and then he's in kindergarten and then it's off to the races.
How exciting. Sissy looks so pretty. She has highlights in her hair. Everyone was hating on the internet saying she lets her daughter dye her hair. It's like, fuck off.
Well, everyone fuck off. She's 10 years old. If she wants a little highlight, she's going to get highlights.
Yeah.
I fucking hate people. They're so
They know about her belly button. Wait till they find out about her belly button piercing.
No, can you imagine? I'm just waiting for her to ask me about that.
No one does that anymore, do they? Oh, the 90s are back. Maybe they will.
Yeah.
Wait, do you think you'll ever open a boutique? Speaking of opening boutiques, we're going to get to that in a second. Do you think you'll ever open a children's boutique with all like the cute clothes and dolls?
Oh my God, are you reading my mind? I've been wanting to do that for the past 2 years. I just don't have the time because I'm like putting everything into the Sookie shop and like Nashville opening up soon. But like that was something that I always wanted to do. But I don't have the time, bitch. I don't.
What would it be called? Mama and Me?
I don't know.
Stop.
I never got a name for it, but I always pictured like really cute clothes for girls and boys and like cute toys and everything.
Hair bows and then dog toys. Yeah. Little dog sections.
Yes. I actually wanted to put dog stuff in my on my website.
Little shoes.
She was like, are you staring at? I'm like, yes.
Wait, if you can make Sookie slippers for dog feet, can you imagine?
I know. And I wanted to do like cute like little sweaters that say the Sookie shop on dogs. Oh, so cute.
Oh my God.
I'm Nashville. Nashville's. Oh, do you want to go to my Nashville influencer event?
I saw that. You're looking for vendors, and I'm sure that you're going to get a slew of them for the pop-up.
Yes, I'm looking for vendors because I'm doing an influencer event first, never done before. Yeah, I've never done before. And there's a lot of influencers and what's it called? In Nashville. And they go to like all these events and stuff and they talk about like new businesses opening. So I'm like, Gina, let's just do an influencer event. So we're going to do that. And then the grand opening of Nashville, if you guys are going to Nashville, bachelorettes are just going there. September 21st, bitch. It's happening. And we're opening.
That's a grand opening?
That's a grand opening, yes.
You have your staff already?
Yeah. And my staff is amazing. So Gina's been there for like a month getting this freaking store ready. And she's going out with the girls that's working for me. And they're having a blast. They're all messy mamas. So it's perfect. I found the best girls to work for me in Nashville.
Wait, I'm jealous. Remember when they opened the first Nookie shop all those years ago and me and Steph were the teachers?
And oh my God, yes. I had Steph hiring. So the 2019, when I wanted to open my store, I'm like, Steph, you have to come and like pretend to like be the boss. Like I'm not, you know, I'm not going to sit down with these people.
I was the director of education.
Yeah. And Steph was HR and she was hiring everyone. Oh my God. We were like playing house.
Oh my God. And I went there. I was like, okay, now ladies, you're having a lot of questions about Nicole.
Oh yeah.
You're going to want to, this is how we're going to.
Joey divert. Did a meeting and he was selling his makeup on the side.
Oh my God.
Hey, remember that girl? She still owes you money.
I know.
Fucking what a brat. How funny.
I know. Down on that four. This is the sixth
location. Look at us now.
Six locations.
Look at us now, bitch. Yeah, if you guys are in Nashville, the opening is September 21st. I won't be at the grand opening, but I'm going to do a ribbon cutting. I'm finalizing the date right now. So then I'll be going to Nashville with my mommy. I'm going to bring my mom and we're going to do the ribbon cutting and I'll see the store and everything, make sure everything's running good. So September 21st, grand opening, Nashville. If you're there, check it out, bitches.
And wait, when is the influencer event?
November 18th, I think. So if you guys are influencers in Nashville or up and coming influencers, email thesilkyshopnj@gmail.com. And we'll send you the invite and you can come.
It's happening.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you going to be there for the influencer event?
No, I'm not going till the ribbon cutting.
When's the ribbon cutting?
I don't know yet, bitch.
It's like, wait a second.
I didn't finalize the date yet, but I will let everybody know when you guys can come.
Okay, speaking of, I know you're sick of all our pushing our lifestyles on you, but I do want to say congratulations because finally you made my favorite wine in the world. Now, you know, I primarily only drink white wine, especially Sauvignon Blanc is my favorite. And Nicole finally made a Messie Mama Sauv Blanc. So now I can live my true form.
You're welcome, bitches.
I'm so excited to taste it. Can you bring some over on Monday? I'll drink on Monday too.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's like good because I left it in the garage for a day and I'm like, oh shit. So I got to crack it open and see. But yes, I'm going to bring some. I think we should do a martini. I think that would be cute to drink.
Yeah.
On our first sit down interview.
I know. We
can you guys let us know? Because me and Joey are gonna start doing that now. Who do you want us to invite over to do sit down interviews with? Because I feel like we can ask like crazy questions and they won't be offended because we're crazy.
Wait, isn't this exciting? Call her daddy. It copied my living room anyway for her studio. So do you know that happened?
Yes.
Yes, she copied my living room anyway. So we're going to look just like Call Her Daddy when we have a celebrity guest. And my house is the perfect area because I live up. Blair's office is right near my house. So he can zip on over here. And this is the new off-site studio. I'm going to start writing this off as a workspace.
Okay. Cute.
You subsidize my rent now, Snoopy?
No, get out of here.
Okay. Did you order my shelves yet?
No, it's not Christmas yet.
I know, but what if they're out of stock? You should keep them in the garage next to that wine.
Oh, no. They'll get dirty.
I'm so excited because you're alma mater. You know what that means?
No.
What do you think alma mater means?
I don't know.
It's the school you went to. It's a college you went to, like your university that you attended.
I've never heard that in my life.
Well, your alma mater, not your school, but your show, just released the cast for season 59 of Dancing with the Stars. And
it's 59?
I don't know what it is, but I'm friends with three.
There's no way.
Four of the new people.
Okay, calm down.
We're friends with four of the new people.
Who? I'm only friends with one.
Tori Spelling.
Yeah, that's one.
No. Joey from The Bachelor. I was just with him.
That's your friend, bitch, that you cheated on me with.
And your friend, Sasha Farber.
He's a dancer.
And my friend, Anna Delvey.
Okay, so everybody's up in arms about her.
I know, like, girl. All
the cookie cutter moms are like, now we support convicts. Even Perez. Perez posted, because I was looking at their post on Dancing with the Stars Instagram, and Perez wrote, now we're supporting convicts as celebrities, and everybody wrote underneath it like, yeah, like what's going on?
Oh,
so
really?
Everybody is not
mixed
happy
feelings.
That
I have
Adele
mixed feelings.
Is a celebrity dancer.
I like it because she is.
I think it's funny.
She's having a resurfacing. And she's not like a killer. Like I can, because everyone's saying like Gypsy Rose is supposed to do it. If Gypsy Rose wasn't pregnant, she would be doing it. I don't think that Dancing with the Stars would put an actual murderer on the show. Like I think her crime, I think Anna Delvey's crimes were just, you know, were like white collar enough where it was like, you know, like, oh, she's a bad girl, but she's like, you know, the same thing like when those girls robbed all those houses from the Bling Ring and they became like fake celebrities. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So I think it was the time like that. So I think maybe it's like a resurfacing. Now I will foreshadow.
I don't think she's gonna last long with all these people like annoyed that she's on.
She's with Kelly Catrone now. Kelly Catrone from the People's Revolution, the original PR powerhouse. She is in cahoots with her. So she's got a great team behind her. Then she's doing tons of things for Fashion Week. She has her own fashion line coming out, premiering at Fashion Week this season. In New York.
That is insane.
I know. She's doing all these things with the ankle bracelet on. It's are we reliving the early 2000s with Lindsay Lohan with the in and out of jail with her ankle bracelet and then the Bling Ring people. It's like Paris Hilton's on back on top. Fucking the Simple Life.
Yeah, but they actually like, I feel like Paris was like a reality star before and Lindsay was an actress. Like Anna Delvey was just like a famous con person. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm just excited for all the resurfacing.
Well, I'm excited to see her dance, to see her moves.
Yeah, maybe she's good. Who knows?
And I thought Tori did this before. I swore that Tori did Dancing with the Stars. And how did she not do it yet?
I don't know. I'm excited for her to get back. She's, you know, she's been going through it. I'm happy to see her doing well.
Well, I hope everyone votes for Tori because she's our friend and we love her. I did Messiness with her. And she was just like instant like besties to me. So I'm voting for Tori. And then obviously I'm going to vote for Sasha because he is with the Bachelorette girl who is so cute.
Yeah. You know what we should do? If we have, oh my God.
What freak? So
I'll arrange it. I'll call our teams. I think since the show is premiering, Dancing with the Stars is premiering, we should book LA press and then we can go to the Dancing with the Stars to the audience.
I don't have time, bitch. I'm filming.
Oh. You're still... The show just is... The show's just coming out.
Yeah.
Remember that picture I sent you of Diener today? I was scrolling through YouTube and there was a distraught photo of Diener.
I love drunk Diener.
I know. What else have... Did you watch Deliverance with Glenn Close?
No. What's that?
Oh my God. It's a spooky movie. But she plays this like character.
Spooky.
She plays this like... I don't know how to put this correctly, but she plays this like character who has, she has a black daughter and a black family, but she's like, she's obviously white, but she plays like a character that is like acts like they're black kind of in a way. Glenn Close. She plays this character from like, she smokes and she like wears wigs and she's like very, very fabulous. And like,
who's Glenn Close?
Oh my God, Glenn Close, she's like the famous actress in the world. But like all the black community is like going crazy.
Oh yes, yes, Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, all the black community is going crazy and saying like, oh my God, when did Glenasha Close come through? And like she plays this character so well. And she reminds them of all the white women who have black husbands. And it's like, it's just like, everyone's like, it's such a different role for her. And I think everyone is just taking it all in. And then she also gets very spooky when she gets possessed. And she says, her famous line is all over TikTok. She says, I can smell your nappy pussy.
Ew.
So that's everyone's using hashtag nappy pussy. It's a whole thing. But yeah, this movie was very spooky. Bay made me turn it off because he doesn't like horror films. But I didn't watch the whole thing. I didn't see when she got possessed. But The Deliverance is on... Netflix.
And it's spooky. Do you think I would like it?
Yeah, it's horror.
I love spookiness.
It's happening.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Chimp Crazy is, it's the same owners as Tiger King, or same people as Tiger King that made it.
So oh, God.
It's like a chimp flavored Tiger King, kind of.
All right, so they're
new messy characters, new messy ladies. Like she's like, they were like, oh, they owned chimps for all these years since the 70s. And then PETA took them away from them. But she hid one in the basement and like lied and said it was dead. And she showed up. They said, we cremated it. And so they just show up in court and she brought cake mix and said, this is his ashes. It was like chocolate cake mix. And then she's like in court. She's doing online court because I guess it was during the pandemic. And she says, we got him. And then so she went back in the basement and Tonka's down there. But it's about, you know, women, these women that love chimps. And one of them breastfed the chimp because it was dying.
Sick. That is sick.
I'd be afraid they'd bite my nipple off.
They would.
I would breastfeed Wiggles.
I can't wait to meet Wiggles.
I might have
to. Are you going to have Wiggles the same name?
Yes. Well, I'm going to have a real name, but I'm going to call it Wiggles. I can't like legally call it Wiggles. I haven't picked a name yet, but I just think putting it on their birth certificate, it's like, I'd feel weird putting it as Wiggles. Cause like, what if like, but I have to leave like my, they're going to be the executor to my will and I'm going to leave my estate to them. So it's like, that's my firstborn. So it's like, I don't want to have that on like court documents. Like, he leaves everything to Wiggles. It's like, no, I want it to be like a real name, like a distinguished name. So I have to think of a name of it. And I think I want a boy, but like if the boys are all ugly, like I can train it to be friends with me. I just think that if it's ugly, I'm not going to like it. Like I feel bad if people have ugly children because you can't love an ugly child. I just can't.
So your dog's going to be ugly.
No, I'm not going to take it. I'm going to put it down if it's ugly. I'm going to have the
Joey. I'm calling PETA.
I'm going to have the litter wiped out if they're all ugly.
You're literally awful. Fresh. You can't do
I'm not
that.
Paying and having an ugly dog live in my house. Get out of here.
There's no way this dog's going to be ugly. The breed is so cute.
No, because I saw some other ones and they were mangy looking. I didn't want that. And
that's just the grooming. Like you have to get a groom.
I know, but I need a tri-color sable color palette. It's a whole thing. It goes with my interior.
You don't deserve a dog.
No, I do. I'm not going to throw them out. I'm kidding. I'm not going to put them down.
Yes, you are. Well, you're not going to take it. And then the dog's going to be orphan.
Oh, still. I'll take them all. I'll just be nice to the cute ones.
You're terrible.
What do you have going on? Oh, it's your birthday party. What are you going to do if you see two of Lorenzo's friends, a boy and a girl, kissing behind the house? Are you gonna start banging pots and pans and saying, hey?
Well, luckily some of the moms are going to stay because I can't do 20 kids by myself.
Wait, are my friends going to stay?
Who's your friend?
Sherry Glazer coming?
Oh yeah.
She is?
Your friends.
So I'm coming over.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. I'm excited for Lorenzo to celebrate with his friends.
Seventh grade?
He's sixth grade.
Oh my God. That's when I met Sherry Glazer.
Yeah, he's in middle school now. It's disgusting. So I'm excited for that. So yeah, I have to run and get my nails done because I haven't got my nails done in so long. My feet are a disaster.
Yeah, these are your BMA nails. These are your BMA nails. So make sure you get a nice color.
Who?
Are you getting a French manicure?
Yeah, I always get that because if I don't have time to get my nails done and they're like really grown out, you can't really tell far away.
You should do something. You should do one nail with a design on it for the VMAs red carpet.
No, what am I going to prom?
But I'm so excited. I have to pick an outfit out and I have to lose weight. Oh, God.
Yeah, you have to starve yourself now.
I have outfits that I ordered from the TikTok shop. I have so many costumes, and that's perfect. So I'm like, where'd you get your outfit? I'm like, TikTok. And that, and I can be like friends with your friend Jake Shane now. Did he ever ask about me?
No. He said, I hope Joey's jealous. I'm like,
okay, I hope that he knows Jake Shane. You would never even have known Snoopy if it wasn't for me. Thank you.
How? I tried out Theo?
No, I FaceTimed you when I was with him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. You introduced us.
Yeah. So I'm laying in bed with the devil.
I forgot about that.
I'm surprisingly not jealous because I do like him. So I'm not like, everyone's like, everyone's doing wellness checks on me all week long because Jake keeps posting that this and this. And the Crusaders
are
all.
Oh my God. He posted like a million posts of like our TikToks. And Joey texted me. He goes, enough already.
Enough already. A couple of them was already. The Crusaders have been doing wellness checks on me all week long saying, are you okay? He'll never replace you. Don't worry. We love you, girl. I'm just like, it's like, oh my God. Thank you. But no, I do like him.
Do you?
Speaking of sit down interviews, do you think that you could call your good friend Paris Hilton? Because when they're doing press for The Simple Life, I want her and Nicole Richie to come on our show.
Yeah, well, they're not going to come on Out and About. Bye.
No, they're coming on your show, our show.
Yeah, I want them to come on our show.
I did ask if they can get them on Out and About, but they said no. But don't you like our new set? It's a perfect setting. And then you can come to the city. We can get things done.
And we at your house?
Yeah, it's a perfect set. And you don't have to worry, but you don't really have to worry about gutting your house out to make a studio set. I can get a little neon sign that we can hang behind us behind the couch. You know what I mean? We can have something that says it's happening on it. And then that's our studio's there. And then you just come, we can bang out a couple of things of interviews each time we do.
Yeah, and I feel like it works better because I feel like, you know, when people do press and stuff, they're in the city already.
Yes.
So they're not going to want to drive all the way to Jersey. You know what I mean?
I'm so excited. And I've been wanting this. That's why I got this whole house for us. So we can.
Perfect.
And literally, I live right here. And Blair lives right here, literally.
I live right here.
Right now, everyone go to palacetheaters.com. Snoopy, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to thepalacetheaters.com right now and get tickets to our show in Stamford, Connecticut. I am so excited because there's pizza in Connecticut is the best pizza in the world. Fight me on it. I just know it's my style pizza. Just like Mr. Portnoy, I love a thin, crispy bar pie. And that is his kind of pizza. So there's this place called Colony in Stamford, I believe it is. And they make the most delicious pizza, Nicole. It is. You're going to die. Colony, if you're listening, we are going to be at the Palace Theater on September 14th. If there happens to be five pies.
Deliver pizza.
In our dressing room, we won't hate you. But if not, we'll have to make a special stop there. I'll have to send someone out to get it for us. But yeah, I'm so excited to have Colony Pizza. Get tickets for that. Then if you want to turn up on the next weekend, we're doing a full Foxwoods club night. And then we have store openings. We have a lot going on. Busy, busy beavers.
So yeah, we're back in Connecticut. We're going to get the pizza and we're going to see you bitches. And then I'm back again for a club appearance. But I'm excited for our show next week. You guys, you're going to like what you see.
Live show is so fun. Like we've been adding all the extra things and there's audience participation. But I'm going to sing live this time. Is that okay with you, Nicole? Do you mind?
No, I feel like you have a beautiful voice, especially when you get a little tipsy. Your voice isn't terrible.
I want to sing A Moment Like This by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, cute. I love it.
Okay, good. So if you want to come see that live, get tickets. They're on sale now. Do a meet.
Yeah, and we do charades. We do charades. We ask, we have you guys ask us advice, and some of your questions are just ridiculous and insane.
Look through photos of yesteryear. Takes out
a train.
We do a seance. we call my dead mother spirit onto the stage and see what she's up to. It's a whole thing.
And we still have VIP tickets available. So
are there tickets still available?
Are
there seats left or is it sold out?
There's seats left. It's almost sold out, you guys, but we do have extra VIP tickets. So if you guys want to do that, you get great seating. And then also, obviously, you meet us before the show. So we're going to take pictures and all that stuff.
Y'all. Well, Snoopy, this is lovely. I feel so excited for our journey together. I have to go not eat and try clothes on because we have red carpets to be on.
Well, we'll see you bitches later.
It's happening.